It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 24th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is hobnob, spelled as one word, H-O-B-N-O-B. Hobnob is a verb that means to come or be together as friends. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Albany Times-Union by Chris Churchill. Does declaring affection for Tanglewood, the iconic venue in the Berkshires, make me seem like a self-important muckety-muck, eager to hobnob with elites from Boston and Manhattan? Well, so be it. In Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, Sir Toby Belch warned Viola, who was disguised as a man, that Sir Andrew wanted to duel. Hobnob is his word, said Sir Toby, using hobnob to mean something like hit or miss. Sir Toby's term is probably an alteration of hab-nab, a phrase that meant to have or not have, however it may turn out. After Shakespeare's day, hob and nob was used in the phrases to drink hob or nob and to drink hobnob, which meant to drink alternately to each other. Since drinking hobnob was generally done among friends, the term hobnob came to refer to congenial social interaction. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.